uvetrumas ma'isa shel demai. There's also a halacha about demai. Demai is if you buy peiros from an amoritz, halacha is you have to take off trumas ma'isus. Ma'isus you have to take off a trumas ma'iser because we're afraid with the rabbon and maybe the amoritz did not take it off. Let's say after you bought the chaver, bought the peiros off an amoritz, he took off trumas ma'iser. And what happened was this trumas ma'isa fell back in to the original chulin, fell back into the barrel, and it's all mixed up now. That's called dimua. So regular dimua, the loch ruj, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to be afraid there's some trumas ma'isa there, and you have to give it only to a kohen. Because it'll come out there, you have a big hefset. So Mishimon Tzuri says a loch there that you could be meiko to go to the original amoritz that you bought it from, and you have a right to ask him if he took off trumas ma'isa or not. And if he tells you that he did, you have a right to believe him. Even though usually we don't believe the Amoritz, that's the halacha of Demai, that we still have to take off Trumas and Meisers, at least Meiser and the Trumas Meiser. However, here, where there's a Hefset Godel, you lose out a lot of money, the Rabbonin will makel, since the Hefset Demai is only with the Rabbonin, they will makel to believe the Amoritz, that if he says that he took off Trumas and Meisers beforehand, so then what you did now, your Trumas Meiser means nothing, therefore you're allowed to eat everything. That's the second halacha that Rav Nosson sent over from Meshim and Chizuri. But our core point, we see that Rav Nosson goes bos umdana, so that's the sword to say that Rav Nosson paskins like Rav Loza ben Azayin in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, but for Rav, the other one, Rav, lo yoso bos umdana. You want to tell me that he does not go after umdana? How people think? I'll bring you proof. No, that Rav also goes bos umdana. So the kids, you have no proof that the say Rav Nosson was the one that said halacha Rav Loza ben Azayin. It could be it was Rav that said it. Because I bring you proof that Rav also goes Basar Umdana, goes Basar the way people think. So the Itma was not like this. Mat nas shchiv mera shekosav bo kinyin. A shchiv mera means somebody that's very sick, that a guy says he's very, very sick. And the locher is, if he wants to give somebody a present, with the Rabbanim we say, divre shchiv mera kechsuvim ukumsurim domi. It's as if he wrote it down in the shtar and gave it over. Even though he did not make any kinyin, still it's chal. Kinyin is chal, even without making a ma'aseh kinyin. But what's going to be if a shchiv mera shekosav bo kinyin? He didn't rely on the regular loch of a matna shchiv mera, but rather he went to write up a shtar to make a kinyin through a shtar. So what's the loch of the shtar? So Gemara says that the they Rav, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, mishmei the Rav, in the name of Rav, Amri, they said like this, Arkevei atrei rikshi. We look at the shtar with it two ways, two halachas to it, like we'll soon see. It has a halacha like matna shchiv mera, and it also has a halacha like a matna zbori, like a healthy present. We'll soon see. Ushmul Amar Shmul says, no, lo yadana ma'idin bo. I don't know what to do with this shtar. He's mesupik what you should do with such a shtar. So the Gemara explains now. Bivei Rav mishmei de Rav, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, in the name of Rav, they said, over Amri, they said, Arkevei atrei rikshi. We look at the shtar with two halachas to it. There's two points, two parts of the shtar like. Harehi kematnas bori, varehi kematnas shchimira. This shtar that the shchimira wrote up, in one way it has a halacha like a matnas bori. Since he went to make the kinyan shtar, he didn't have to. It's called like a matana that a healthy person gives. And also, varehi kematnas shchimira. It also has the halacha like a matana that a shchimira gives over. What does that mean? Harei kemat nazbori, it has the halacha like a present that a healthy person gives. What does that mean? Diim omad eina yachol asaboy. That here, if this person stands up, in other words, becomes healthy again, gets cured, he cannot be chayzer, can't retract. Usually the halacha is, when a shchimera, a person that's very sick, gives somebody a present, we say the reason why he's giving the present is because he thinks he's going to die, he doesn't need his money, that's why he's giving it away for a present. But let's say later when he gets well, he is a chazor, he has a right to retract, and he says, I never really meant to give you a present if I get better. I only meant to give it to you because I thought I was dying. So that's the halacha, that if it's only a matna shchiv mera, then when he gets well, he could be chayzer. Over here, Rav says, since this shchiv mera took out the time and the effort to write up a shtar, so we see he did not want it to be with a regular matna shchiv mera. He go bas umdana that he meant to give it a present, 100% present, that even if he gets well, still he wants this present to be good. That's why it has a loch like a matnas bori. You see, Rav goes bas umdana. But then Rav also says, though, that harei kematna shchimira, but it's also considered like a matna shchimira. What does that mean? Shemoma, let's say he says like this, the shchimira. Helevesi leploini. There is, I have a loan, I lent somebody money, he owes me the money. And I want to give over this loan, Shimon owes me $100. So I want to give over this halvor that Shimon owes me, I want now it should belong to my friend Yehuda. As I want Shimon to owe it now to Yehuda. So halacha is halvos leploini, that it's chal. Even though usually you can't make a kinyan in this to give over halvor alone, it's not ben, you can't make a kinyan chalipin, but a matna shchimera helps. So here the shchimera, even though he went to write up a kinyan, and the kinyan doesn't help, but I'll call upon him, it's not worse than the regular law of a matna shchimera, that he has a right to give such a present to his friend, a matona of the halvor. Alright, turn over. Yeah. So if that was Rav Svara, that's the deek, Rav goes bas umdeno, that we see that's mustama what the person meant to do, the shchimera. That he wanted to have both powers here. He wanted to have the matonas bari, that he can't retract anymore, but he also wanted to have the power of a matna shchimera, that in case he wants to give this halvor, the loan that somebody owes him, he wants to give it for a present to somebody else, he should have the power to be magnetim with the matna shchimera. Now the Mora says Shmuel Amar. Shmuel over there argues in Rav, and Shmuel holds that lo yodana mayidin bo. Like, I don't know what to do with the shtar. In other words, this kinyan is no good. Why? Because Shem lo goma la akonoisa yelo bishtar. Shmuel says maybe the shchimera, since he went and wrote up a shtar to make a kinyan, maybe he wanted the kinyan only to work with Torah's shtar. And the klal is v'yein shtar liachamisa. When a matna shchimera, when a shchimera gives a present, he has in mind, really, he only wants the present to be chal after he dies. And if you write up a shtar, a regular kinyan, can't be chal liachamisa. So therefore, over here, the Shmuel says, this shtar is not chal. But if the shchimera would have just set it out without writing it down, so that's called a matna shchimera. That made a rabbanon, it's chal, even though it's first chal liachamisa. But now that he went ahead and wrote up a shtar, Shmuel's mesupik maybe wanted to work with Torah Silcha shtar, and the klal is ein shtar liachamisa. So I call upon him, we see that according to Rav, that Rav also goes bosumdana. So then we're back to the original kasha. How do we know that Rav Nosson passed like a boshia, not Rav? Maybe Rav also passed like a boshia. So we don't know which one. So Gemara says,